It's always a thrill to discover a brand new, promising writer or an exciting new book. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two debut novels by authors whose voices are a welcome addition to the American canon, Aaron John Curtis and Lucas Schaefer. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. The main character of Aaron John Curtis's wonderfully voicey debut novel, Old School Indian, is Abe Jacobs, a Mohawk Indian from the St. Regis tribe in northern New York State. Abe has recently been diagnosed with a rare, usually fatal disease called systemic necrotizing periartitis, SNP. It's fictional. Though he's been living in Miami for the past 20-some years, his doctors down there aren't making much progress with his condition, so he comes home to the res to present himself at the trailer of his great-uncle Budge Billings. He's not sure he believes in Uncle Budge's healing powers, but at this point, he's got nothing to lose. Along with the story of Abe's treatment by Budge, set in 2016, we also hear the story of his great love affair with Alex, a Florida girl he met in college at Syracuse in 1992. This relationship is the basis of some of the book's most beautiful passages, as well as a fair amount of intense and graphic sex. The sly humor never stops, even in the most painful parts. Reflecting on his childhood in an early conversation with Alex, Abe recalls a suicide attempt he made at the age of 7. When Alex, dumbfounded, asks why, he explained that his dad was an alcoholic, and in alcoholic families, the kids take on certain roles. His older brother Adam was the hero, his older sister Sis was the scapegoat, and he was third born, the lost child. Quote, they kill themselves. I'll tell you, you haven't lived until you've seen the worst truth of your life typed out in a little pamphlet. Oof. Up next, Lucas Schaefer's The Slip. Once again, I agree with the Kirkus reviewer. Not since Nathan Hill's The Knicks have we seen a debut as ambitious as this one, pulling out all the stops to tell a unique version of the American story. Though there are more characters, more subplots, and just plain more than I can describe here, the novel revolves around a miserable 16-year-old nudnik named Nathan Rothstein of Newton, Massachusetts, who was sent to live with his Uncle Bob in Austin for the summer of 1998. Bob gets him a volunteer job at a rehab center with a friend of his from Terry Tucker's boxing gym, a charismatic Haitian immigrant named David Delisle. David becomes a mentor to Nathan, and Nathan also develops a relationship with Sasha, the voice on the other end of a phone sex hotline of which he becomes a daily patron. But one day in August, Nathan goes out and doesn't come back. In the course of finding out what happened to him, we will meet many, many people. A rookie female cop, a Playboy model turned beautician and her unhappily gendered teenage son, various denizens of the boxing gym, including an unhoused man who's allowed to bunk there, and his twin, literally an evil clown, a depressed woman in the rehab who is rediscovering her Italian-American identity. Identity. There's a good place to stop, as it is the unifying theme of the entire 500-pound gorilla. Schaefer is bolder in his approach to the issues of blackness and whiteness than any white author we can think of, and has invented a truly wild plot in service of exploring them. He is equally fearless in writing about gender and sex. And the solution to the mystery is a trip and a half.
The books are Old School Indian by Aaron John Curtis and The Slip by Lucas Schaefer. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. At WIPR.org, you can also find our entire show archive with hundreds of great books to choose from. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.